The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, Autumn Warren Connolly, and Deborah Campbell. How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
The air started to feel like fall.
Oh, that's, I know. Nice. I'm starting to get the bug.
Like, I mean, even though it's really hot, it's like, ooh.
I'm starting the nesting. I go into the nesting thing every fall, and I can't wait for football, of course. I'm going to have to figure out how to get my television on. I haven't had it on. I don't know. And like... I don't know, when were the Grammys or the Emmy Awards on? That's the last time I think my television was on. So, but yeah, I love this. I love that it's getting back to school, you know, getting things, you know, just all, you know, tidied up.
It feels
and
all
ready,
cozy
organized.
For some reason. Yeah. Even though it's still 100 degrees out, it's like.
Yeah, no, I'm starting my cooking thing. Were you here last week when I made biscotti?
No.
The Kosher Girl, I got a recipe out of her book for, it was made with just, you know, almond flour and coconut flour. There was no grain. No grain in it. Yeah.
Cool.
And they were so good. So good and so easy. And I haven't made biscotti since I was a young girl with my Aunt Clara.
Oh, it sounds delicious. Know? I love biscotti.
It's a great recipe. Yum. I think, did we put it in the newsletter? I think we did.
We will.
This upcoming week. And we've got a great, great show. Oh my gosh, you guys. I wish you could have been a fly on the wall in here with a little microphone to hear what we were talking about before we went live. Deborah Campbell is a licensed marriage and family therapist. And we were talking about 7 ways you can betray your partner without having an actual affair. Oh boy. I agree with most of it, but there's one in particular I don't agree with. You'll have to listen in to stay tuned to hear what that is. And of course, Autumn Connolly, always great to have Autumn in studio.
Thank you. All things
Autumn. I love this girl. She is a self-taught vegan cook. She is a mom of 2, a researcher of all natural remedies, and she's an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. But the biggest thing about Autumn is she is the inventor of Ether Elixir, which is probably one of the most amazing probiotics. I think I'm going to say, and I know Deborah, you'll agree, it is the most amazing product on the market. It is liquid probiotics invented by Little Miss Brainiac over there. When I describe Autumn, I say, listen, she's a female modern-day Leonardo da Vinci. That's what she is.
Nice. I like it.
You are. But you know what? For people to say, you know, they hear me mention it all the time, but we don't really talk about it. And Deborah and I are probably 2 of your biggest fans on the planet. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to take a bath in your elixir. I do.
I'll bring you more old product.
Yeah, but that would be expensive. But well, we're going to be talking about switching to natural deodorant with you today.
That's right.
Could I splash it under my arm?
You totally could. I was going
right.
to mention it.
Yeah. I knew it. So I totally knew you could do that. And like I said with Deborah, oh gosh, I cannot wait to talk with you about this. I really can't.
Me too. I'm interested in this conversation.
Oh, I am.
It's going to be fun.
Should I tease them a little bit about, okay. I'll read what the 7 are, and then, but I won't tell you which one I have the big problem with. I think I'd rather go to prison, but I'd have more freedom probably in prison. That's Oh my gosh. Speaking of which, okay, so speaking of prison, we have an amazing guest coming up this week. Isn't it this Thursday? It is Donna Hilton, and she wrote the book, A Little Piece of Light. And it's an amazing story. Everyone should read this book so they have a better understanding of how people's lives are affected by what happens to them in their early childhood, and how very often they do end up in prison, and what happens in prison. it's just an astounding story. And now she's an advocate for prison reform along with women's rights. Mm-hmm. She was basically sold at 7 years old from Haiti, and then to a couple in New York City that basically the gentleman, the person that adopted her along with his wife, Roy was his name, Roy and Daphne. He waited till she was, I think it was 10 or 11 years old, and then raped her every day for 3 years until she finally ran away, and then ended up in another dire straight situation where she was repeatedly raped and abused, got pregnant, and the story is just unbelievable. And she went to prison for 27 years, served her time, and then got out on good behavior. But it's just an incredible book. We're going to be giving away copies of it. I like the book so much that I went and bought a couple of copies from Amazon. I got them yesterday that I'm going to give to two waiters that I know at Nordstrom, because I eat there so much. Some weeks I do, some weeks I don't. Sometimes I don't go for a couple of weeks, but they have a kale salad there, and it's really good.
It is good. I found that salad.
Yeah, and so when you're in a hurry and you want a nice salad, and you don't want to go to the store and like prepare everything yourself, and they actually have some really incredible guidelines they go by. You know, like they don't use pork that comes from crated.
Great.
Farms that their eggs are pasture raised. And I'm not getting paid for this, by the way, but I like to eat at places that do things the right way. And and so the little cafe at Nordstrom here in Dallas at North Park does just that. And so anyway, so I bought them each a book, and I was thinking, how can we reach more people to read this book and just kind of spread that positive education, if you will, of how to protect our children, how to really protect our children. And so I'm going to sign it the date that I read the book, and then ask them to read it and pass it on to other friends and family to read it, and
until
every inch of the book is covered with people's names, and then
that's a good idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I've got a book that I give out to people. It's not as I like the book that I talk about too, but I never thought about having people pass it on and sign it. That's a really cool way to do it.
Yeah. So I don't even know why. I'm sure I saw it. You know where that might be reminiscent of is there's at the Mont next to OU, a little restaurant there that's been there forever. It's basically a drinking hole where people go to get hammered before and after the games. And so, but they have books all on the wall, and people, I think, sign the books when they've read them. Mm-hmm. And so,
I love that idea. Yeah. That's really sweet.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
that's
great. A great exchange. Yeah. I like it.
Well, so let me go through the seven things that we're going to talk about with Deborah Campbell. Okay, so we're going to be talking about seven ways you can betray your partner without having an actual affair. So one of them, of course, is having an emotional affair, allowing thirds, throwing your partner under the bus, secrets. Where's the rest of my list? How come I got one, two? Well, I screwed up. Secrets. Is there a page three I'm missing?
We're going to talk about four.
Oh, we're talking about four of the seven.
We're going to talk about four of the seven because they're, I think, the four big ones.
Okay, so what are the other three?
You'd have to go through this article to find them. But
did a man write it?
No, it was actually a woman who wrote the article.
Okay,
and
here it is.
The article, because I feel like a lot of times couples come in, there's a lot of clarity around if someone's had a physical affair. That they have violated the agreements in the relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
But
and that's how it starts. You have the emotional affair. And I love one point in here. It says you listen. What is it? We'll go through it.
But we'll go through it. Yeah.
It's really, really interesting. You don't want to miss it. And I have a strong disagreement with one of them. And so
you might be in agreement and you just may not realize
and you
it.
Might. Oh, well, maybe. We'll see. But good stuff. Really good stuff. So and I've got my case of ether elixir here. I'm going to take it home and... You know, my daughter's actually having oral surgery next week. She's having her four wisdom teeth removed. Okay. And so I'm really concerned about her getting some sort of bacterial infection because I heard, and this is no surprise, that they regularly just dispense a prescription for antibiotics.
They do. Now, the dentist she's going to today, they do ozone therapy afterwards?
Probably not.
Because my dentist, when he does an extraction, he does ozone. So he like holds ozone over the spot for, you know, depending on the depth of the extraction, for 15, 20, 30 minutes or something like that.
Well, that would definitely kill all the bacteria. What about the ozone cream? I still have some. Can I use that? It probably tastes like crap in my mouth, but who cares?
It would taste gross. But yeah, you could use something like that as well.
With a Q-tip.
Yeah, those ozone machines, I've looked into buying them myself. There's a lot of scams on Amazon where they're not made correctly, but a real good one, I'm on a budget, but it's like $1,300, and I've thought many times about, you know, that'd be a really good thing to have around, you know, with kids and pets and everything.
Oh, yeah. So what could you use it for? I want one.
You ozonate.
I have one.
You have
it.
One?
Yeah, I have one.
Well, we got to talk about which one you have, because I did tons of research, and then my dentist, I talked to him about my research, and he flat out showed me why certain ones actually add free radicals that are bad for you because of the way they make the ozone.
Oh,
so you have to be careful about how you buy it. But anyway, you can make your own ozonated water. You can make your own ozonated oils, like that one that we buy.
Yeah.
You can make ozone. You can do the ozone like just holding it on a wound or something like that. So to keep like antibacterial.
How about
and stuff
I buy
like
it
that.
And we start a little business?
Oh yeah, I'm in.
We'll start making some oils and selling them. I love it.
I know. Yeah, that's actually something I was thinking about doing in my neighborhood.
I'm totally such a street girl like that. All right, everyone. We have a really great show coming up. We've got Autumn Connolly and Deborah Campbell. Stay tuned, everyone. You are listening to One Life Radio. Girl said you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl said you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl said you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Let's move and gay and get it on. You got the healing that I want. Just like they say it in the song. Till the dawn, let's move and gay and get it on. We got this king says to ourselves.
Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me and Deborah Campbell. Deborah Campbell is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She is the co-founder of Curis Functional Health, a series of holistic, multidisciplinary wellness clinics where chiropractors, therapists, and dietitians collaborate. towards optimal well-being. She is the past president of the Dallas Association of Marriage and Family Therapists from 2014 to 2016. Debbie has worked extensively with elite domain performance, think sports, arts, and business, and perfectionism due to her unique background in applied sports psychology and positive psychology. She also enjoys helping couples achieve deep connection and safety in their relationships, and she is the only level three PACT, which is a psychobiological approach to couples therapy clinician in the Metroplex and one of about 50 in the U.S. You can find her at gocuris.com. That's G-O-C-U-R-I-S, gocuris.com. So, Deborah, I love what we're talking about today. 7 ways you can betray your partner without having an actual affair. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about infidelity.
So I think couples often come in and they don't realize that their agreements maybe aren't as fully fleshed out as they need to have them in order to keep each other safe. So, you know, when a physical affair happens, everyone's clear on the fact that there's a boundary that's been violated, mm-hmm. an understood boundary that's been violated, whether they've talked about it or it's just assumed the boundary violation has occurred. But there are many other ways that you can violate the boundaries of the relationship because you haven't taken the time to flesh out what those would be, what it would look like, and how mm-hmm. you're going to protect yourself from it, where are your agreements.
Well, and most people don't talk about this before they get married or enter into a relationship. So what would happen, honey, if how would we react if either one of us cheated on one another? I mean, that's just not something you talk about before you enter into a relationship.
Yeah, or even before that, like what happens when we see someone that's attractive? What happens if we feel attracted to someone in our workplace?
Yeah.
You know, which is where most affairs actually begin, is
yep.
somewhere in the
Well, that in itself is a form of disrespect, in mm-hmm. my opinion. I'm sure every woman in this room has had it happen to her. Mm-hmm. You know, you're out on a date and the guy or even your husband is gawking at another woman or making a comment about, you know, I have a few memories that come to mind. I'm not going to share them. Yeah. But and where do you draw the line? Because it's really funny if a woman, I think men are more guilty of it than women, but maybe I'm just biased because I'm a woman. But yeah, I think that in itself is a violation. And you have crossed a boundary, a big boundary, in my opinion. You never want to, first of all, you shouldn't be attracted to another person. Because if you're totally in love with the person that you're with, that no one can turn your head, right?
I don't know if I agree with that. So what I'll say is, like, you know, with the approach from like a safety approach, right? We're humans.
Okay.
So we find other people attractive. That's not going to stop just because you guys get married, but you do have to have a safety system in place in order to manage those feelings. So usually what that might look like is we talk about people that we find attractive. Like, I should be able to tell you exactly, you know what, I saw someone today. I think she was exactly your type, or he was exactly your type. Or you would have liked it. You would
Why
have liked
would you even bring
them.
That up?
Because it actually keeps the relationship safe. Because secrets are a huge problem in relationships. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think exactly the way you're thinking.
And well, I don't think I've made comments before, like, oh my God, she's hot. Look at her. You know, you know. Seriously, I've done that. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Yeah. So sure. I'm not insecure in myself, and mm-hmm. and you know, an outward appearance is only one aspect of the value of a woman
mm-hmm.
or
sure.
a man.
Absolutely. So. It's just one aspect, and it's one that's going to change a lot across the lifespan.
Absolutely.
But the problem is when people keep secrets because they're afraid that they're going to hurt their partner, or what they're going to talk about is going to cause a fight, or they don't know how the other person's going to receive what they're saying. It's highly problematic because then you're stuck alone with your feelings,
mm-hmm.
and you and I as a partnership start losing track with reality, which is we're both human beings with lots of different needs, including sexual needs and attraction to other people. And
it's going to happen. And I do think it's best to talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. you might want to say, if you continue to stare, I'm going to poke your eyes out.
Well, don't you wish he would say, look over there. I see something really beautiful that you might appreciate.
Or, yeah.
You know, like when you have that kind of deep emotional intimacy, it's really not a problem that you find someone else attractive. There's mm-hmm. a huge difference between finding someone attractive and making motion on it. Mm-hmm. But the research supports that when you keep that stuff in, mm-hmm. That's where it becomes special and it feels different. And people start actually moving towards something that maybe they wouldn't even be a threat in the relationship if they actually were in discussions about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather a man admit when he finds another woman attractive too, rather than pretend like he doesn't. Because I've been in situations where there's an obvious attractive woman that's in a group situation. And I am the woman that would be like, oh my God, she's so pretty, you mm-hmm, know? Mm-hmm. And it's like the men feel this desire to be like, no, she's not, you know? And it's like, wait, yeah. Yes, I mean, like anyone who denies it is obviously lying. Like, just admit that she's pretty. You know?
Red flag.
Right, yeah.
The brain, I mean, we'll roll back even into neuroscience. The brain recognizes symmetry in faces.
Yes.
We find that attractive.
Right.
We recognize in like 1/18th or 1/32nd of a second, like you don't even have to recognize what you're seeing. There are people who actually research this, how curvy a woman is. Mm-hmm. A man's brain recognizes how curvy a woman is, or a woman's brain recognizes how broad their shoulders are to their waist, or even the jawline.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even know the image you're being shown, but there are researchers who do this where they flash a screen on an image and then you have to rate on a scale of 1 to 10
mm-hmm.
how attractive that is. Our brain recognizes this without our conscious awareness at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a level of deception, I feel like, when somebody denies the attractiveness of another person.
Totally. And that's we're back in the realm of secrets, which
right.
I think is one of mm-hmm. one of the biggest things that couples do not have agreements about when they, you know, come into a relationship is, you know, we're not going to keep any secrets from each other,
mm-hmm.
even if it's about something we're feeling about the other person mm-hmm. or about the relationship.
Well, and you are right. And you can't control it. For example, like when I look at pictures of Patrick Dempsey, and the reason that I get movement.
The problem isn't that inherently we are attracted to other people.
I need to start bringing wine.
Well, tomorrow is our 7-year anniversary.
Some more.
We will have champagne here tomorrow. 7 years on the air.
Fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
Okay, so the reason Patrick Dempsey was not on my mind, but I saw something in the elevator about Patrick Dempsey, which I probably will contribute, because if you, I read it real quick, because I had all my bags with me and stuff, and it said something like, Patrick Dempsey is going to take 5 people out to lunch, whoever donates the most money to some organization. And I'm like,
I'll do it.
I might have to pony up a little money here. That would be awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Let's get back on track.
Okay.
So where did we leave off?
We left off on secrets. So, I mean, secrets kind of lead us to emotional affairs. Like, that's the next logical place. So the moment there are secrets in a relationship, then you're in the realm of, like, we are losing touch with reality as a couple. Like, I'm losing touch with you. You're losing touch with me. There are subjects that we have that are off limits. And we don't have agreements about the ones that are off limits. So
what would be a typical thing that's off limits?
You know, a lot of couples surprisingly don't talk about sex.
What?
That's a shocking one. Yeah, I know.
But it's agreed upon off limits, or?
Well, you know, they don't talk about what they like or don't like. They just don't talk about it. They do it and they don't talk about it. And because they're not talking about what they like, they don't
stand
to have their needs
met. Both Bernadette
and
I have frowny faces on.
Yeah, you do. Like, and you'd be surprised the number of times this comes into the office where you'll have a couple and they've never really talked about what they like and don't like.
Well,
like
you talk about it while you're doing it.
You
right?
Would think. You would think, Bernadette. But
I mean,
no.
With the right person.
But another
I can honestly say I've only experienced that once and it was wonderful.
Another example would be like financially. Like, we don't talk about how we manage our finances. Like, you know, maybe I have a credit card that you don't know about, or like, you know, like a lot of, you were talking about, you know, men hiding the women that they like, but a lot of women hide their shopping from their husbands, or they'll be like, oh, just don't tell your dad, you know. I mean, couples have things that they want to hide from each other instead of just declaring it as such, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. What's the best way to handle money, in your opinion, with a couple? Especially if they both work really, really hard and they both are contributing equally to the house and the finances and everything.
Well, you know, that's such a broad question. It's so unique to the couple. The most important thing is that they have agreements about what works for both of them. Mm-hmm. So it depends on where their financial security needs are. So, you know, you could have a couple where one person is very high risk and the other isn't. They're going to have to manage that however they see fit. But they do have to have agreements. That could be that we have a chunk of money that sits in something very, very stable. Mm-hmm. And we have a chunk, and it may be a little bit less than the high risk person wants and a little bit more than what the low risk person wants. But they're in agreement about it. And that's their, like, you know, more adventurous money that they put into things that are higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just depends on the couple. I'm a huge fan of yours, mine, and ours when it comes to, you know, like, equity in a relationship or being equitable in a relationship. That, you know, you may have a car hobby that I don't share and you want to spend money towards that, but I may also like shoes that you don't like. And, and I want to be able to put money towards that. And I find that that prevents a lot of arguments, but it's not right for everyone. So it's really about, it's as unique to the couple.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is that they have agreements and that one person isn't just bandstanding for what they want and saying no deal to the other person, unless what the other person wants is truly something that's going to threaten the coupleship, like their survival, their ability to...
God, I have some great personal stories that I cannot share.
I'm just over here thinking about like how being single sounds like such a relief.
I know. I know.
Like, wait,
I know.
What?
Like, yeah. That's probably why I'm not in a relationship, because I'm out of prison.
Yeah.
And I'm not going back. All right.
Sounds very complicated.
Everyone, we've got lots more coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. To my bag of tricks, then I flip for a tip. Made me wanna do tricks on them, lick them like a lollipop should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, it's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. We've got Lexi and Avi in studio and also Autumn Connolly. We're talking about the seven ways you can betray your partner without having an actual affair. So we talked about holding secrets. We talked about, we started talking about an emotional affair. Do you think we need to go back there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so let's go to that. And then I want to go to allowing thirds because... Sure. I feel passionate about that one.
We'll keep emotional affair simple, and then we'll hit allowing thirds. So emotional affair, most simply, is there's someone else, not your partner, who knows things that your partner doesn't know about you, oftentimes about how you feel about your partner, and that relationship is a secret, or the depth of that relationship is a secret, and usually involves some attraction, although it hasn't crossed any physical lines. You know, a lot of people say, oh, men and women can be friends, but... That's a tough one if you don't have solid agreements about how that's going to go with your partner. It's very, very easy to find yourself in dicey territory, especially if you're unhappy in your relationship and that other person is as well. It leaves you very, very vulnerable to getting into something that maybe you didn't intend. I've seen a lot of really lovely people unintentionally find themselves in a sticky spot because the boundaries in their romantic relationship weren't strong enough. They didn't have enough transparency. And they didn't have enough discussion about how they were going to manage difficult things in their relationship in combination with exposure to other people that they might be attracted to. And
It just leads to destruction of the relationship from so many different avenues. I mean, there's so wrong to do that. Why don't you talk to the person you're upset with? There's a great place to start.
It's a real solution, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You can't sort out anything with someone else. You have to go to the person you're having a problem with and sort it with them.
Well, and I say that anybody that's doing that really does not want to look at themselves in the mirror and face what they're doing wrong in the relationship. And so they go whine to somebody else and cry like a baby, la, 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 instead of, you know, looking in the mirror and saying, oh, geez, this might be the problem.
Yeah, no, I'm shaking my head yes with you because, like, I think in a lot of cases it is, or they're unwilling to face the consequences of saying, like, I need to have a conversation with you, but I don't know how to do that. And that's a real problem for us. And I'm worried about what that could mean for us in our future.
Yeah.
If we can't have these kinds of conversations, because, like, how do we have emotional intimacy and safety if we can't talk about all of these things?
Well, and that's how a lot of affairs start, because you're whining to somebody else about your husband or your wife.
Right.
And then you're making an emotional connection. And of course, they're stupid enough to sit there and listen, you know, and think, oh, this poor person is in this horrible relationship when really they have a big part of it themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, couples are notorious at being blind to their own stuff, which is part of why having a partner in life is so valuable, is they make you really 20/20 on the things that you do that you can't be transparent on because you're living it.
Yeah.
So if you recognize that that's one of the benefits of having a partner in life, then you totally want that feedback and, you know, recognize that, like, it could be biased in their own personal history. But regardless, other people probably receive you the same way. And so it's good to be aware of that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You want to move into thirds?
Because I don't want to run out of time. I don't, because Autumn's going to talk to us about deodorant and probiotics and ozones and all kinds of stuff. And
I know so much less salacious.
And I know our listeners love everything that she does. And I'm sure you'll be on that list.
Oh, yeah.
As well. So let's talk about, allowing thirds. Okay. So go ahead.
So a third is anything that could come between you and your partner in the couple bubble, right? Mm-hmm. So you and your partner, in theory, are supposed to be a couple bubble. You guys have...
Why do you have to be a couple bubble?
Because it's you guys against the world. That's the most primary function of a coupleship, is you're in the foxhole together. You have each other's back. You protect each other in public and in
private.
I think
that's dangerous too, though. And here's why. Because it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a whole community to be together, to grow, to have a good community. Mm-hmm. When you're in any kind of bubble, I don't think that's a healthy relationship.
I'll make an argument that I agree with what you're saying, and that like it takes a community. But if the couple at the top of the family, right, when your parents don't have themselves together,
you got to be tight for
sure.
And
they're not protecting each other, you're going to have major problems. The kids are going to feel the shake out of that. The community will feel the shake out of that. If the couple bubble is really about a system where they protect each other, they are each other's
safety
system.
But not control one another. There are boundaries.
No, there are boundaries and agreements, but the agreements are mutually good. So this is not about controlling someone. This is about having agreements that are mutually good.
Right.
Being experts in each other, protecting each other in public and in private.
Right.
And having each other's
back. I couldn't agree more. It's called loyalty.
Yeah. So
something I know a lot about as being Italian, you know, it's a big deal. You're taught about loyalty at a very early age. And most, I hope all Italian, all families, but you know, anyway, so the thing that I have the problem with is the children, because after, and I had, I'm going to tell a personal story here, and hopefully I won't get in any trouble, but it was right after my first daughter was born. Okay. And she was, I mean, I hadn't even healed yet from my stitches. I had a brutal delivery. And I was tired. I was trying to breastfeed, you know, trying to manage the house. I had taken a few weeks off I was back to work within 4 or 5 days, actually, in the store, like delivering pizzas or hanging out there or just overseeing things, because I had worked for so many years. And then, you know, you screech on the brakes, you've got this baby. But here's what happened. So was in a conference room, and the father of my baby, my husband at the time, got real upset, and I don't even know what led to it, but he lunged at me over the table, and not in a bad way, not like in a gonna hurt me way, but like in a dramatic way, like, what about me, Bernadette? What about me? She was like a week old. I'm like, what about you? It's like I wasn't fulfilling one of his needs, obviously. I don't know what it was, but to make a statement like that to a new mother, and the child, in my opinion, and here's what I said. I said, what about you? I said, this isn't about me. This isn't about you. It's about this baby, and she's top priority right now. I don't know what it is you need, but this baby's top priority. And I feel that I was 100% right.
Mm. Well, a baby is helpless. A, I'm sorry that happened to you. B, a baby is helpless. Yes, technically a baby is a third, because it's something that could come between a marriage. But there's so much I could say about that story.
But I feel like so many men are babies when it, and it's like, I wanted to go, what the heck? What are you talking about? Like, what about you?
Fairness,
you're a grown man. Go do something.
I think your point is on point. You're a grown adult. You're supposed to be able to manage your wants and needs and your impulses, right? As a grown adult. And as a partnership, I should be able to calm you down and calm me down. Like, we're capable of doing that. That's adulting, right? So you guys are supposed to have agreements about how it's going to go with this baby, and then talk through how you're going to do this. He should be able to put himself into your shoes just as much as you should be able to put yourself into his. And then you guys work together. The problem with the way that whole thing went down is inherently, it was so singular. The presentation on that is so singular. It's inherently threatening to the coupleship, right?
Well, yes,
so
but I think
what
that-
about you could have whipped around and said, what about me? You could have whipped around and said, what about me? I just had this baby. My body is hurting me. I have all these new things to adjust to. In a coupleship, you can't make arguments like that, because your partner can whip around and make the same selfish arguments. That's a selfish argument. And at the end of the day, you guys, you're making an argument for the couple bubble. You're supposed to be good stewards of the ecosystem that you live in. If I do something that's good for me and it's not good for you, then I am literally pissing in our ecosystem. The water that we drink, I'm pissing in it. And that's really bad for both of us, which is why I don't do it. I have to make arguments that are good for both of us. Like, hey, I really want to connect with you in this way. And I'm struggling with this new baby. Are you feeling the same way? And probably you would have said, oh my gosh, yes. Like, I don't even have a minute to think about myself.
I just think that men do not understand how difficult it is to, number one, be pregnant, how difficult it is to have a baby, how to have that responsibility, you know, in your lap in a matter of, you know, minutes or hours after you have seconds after you have a baby. You're now a mother, and you instinctively, they are your top priority. And I just think so many men don't get it.
Well, when, you know, here's the thing. When couples have a baby, they often fail to discuss what that's going to mean for the coupleship. Like, how are they going to cooperate, coexist together in a way that's mutually good? If they have good safety in the relationship, the baby is never a threat because they're both in agreement about what they're going to do to manage that. There are some real changes that happen in your brain when you have a baby. The brain shrinks like 10% when you're pregnant. And then in the first year,
Lexi.
It comes back on board. Hey, Lexi. It comes back on board shrinkage. The next 10% in the next 12 months. But for you to be more attuned to the baby, I mean, like, there's something to, like, the, you know, we're talking about fall coming and nesting and wanting to nest. There's something to that instinct that we inherently have. And I think it has to do with this period of time where the brain shrinks and then it comes back more attuned to the baby. Men don't go through the same thing, so it may be hard for them to relate to, but that still does not excuse them, you know, impact. And we assume that you have to be experts in each other. Like, really, that's the only way for you to take care of each other is to be experts, which means I recognize that my brain will habituate to the fact that you are constantly changing. And my brain will habituate and make me think that you're the same person when day over day you're becoming different and I'm becoming different too. We have to fight to overcome the things that our brains naturally do in certain ways. And this is one of them.
And being selfish is one of them. And maybe try to put yourself in that other person's shoes, maybe for just a minute and see.
You know, I will say though, with babies, I've noticed in myself and with a lot of women, like I didn't realize the change either. So, you know, it's like, it is, I do fault men for maybe not understanding or not accepting the big change, but like, I thought things would be a lot more normal and they weren't, you know, you don't realize as a woman what have the big change between.
Yeah. The big change is you're going to get most of the responsibility. That's
that
the big change.
Totally. Welcome. The big change.
Yeah. That's wake up, girl. Yeah, absolutely.
Very succinct way to put it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Well, gosh, we're going to have to continue this conversation next week. Deborah, maybe you can jump back in with us. We're going to go to break. We've got Autumn Connolly coming up, how to switch to natural deodorant and a lot of other stuff, all bacteria related. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county.
Love this song. This is one of my favorite two-step. Everyone in here is bouncing around, by the way. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Debbie Campbell in studio with me and Autumn Connolly. She is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she has written a children's book. As well, she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. I love this girl. Today, we're talking about natural deodorant. Before we do, though, I want to talk about your product for a minute because it's absolutely an amazing product. Debbie buys it. I buy it. And, you know, I just think what you've done is just spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
Leonardo.
It tastes delicious. And you feel great after you drink it. Like every time you can feel the difference.
Right. It's just probiotics. I mean, that's my joke on social media is always it's probiotics, y'all. Like that. It's not me. It's the way to deliver alive and active probiotics. And if you get them, they make a difference. And the unfortunate thing is just not many are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Another product.
And so you just started like fooling around in your kitchen one day creating. And created this amazing
product.
Started
selling it in my neighborhood on Facebook, and it got so big I couldn't keep up with the demand. So it turned into a real business.
I can't imagine my life without it. I'll just tell you that. I really feel like this product, and I'm not getting paid for this. You know, Autumn and I are just really good friends, and I want her to do really well. I do.
Thank you.
Mean, I would love to be have you as a sponsor, but you don't have the funding
We're
yet.
We're still babies.
It's okay. You're still a baby, and I was a baby once too, multiple times. Okay. but seriously, this product I feel can help save the world. I'm going to say that strong of a statement. What do you think, Debbie?
Yeah, well, gut health is so closely linked to mental health.
Yeah,
like all the hot research is coming in and really demonstrating that like the health of your gut doesn't just impact the health of your body, it impacts the health of your brain. And I don't think there's such a thing as a bad flavor of this Ether Elixir. Like even flavors that I was like, I don't know what's that's going to taste like.
Yeah.
Beet?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Beet scares everybody, but
it's
a good flavor once.
It is. The blackberry one tastes just like blackberry cobbler. Then I've got my, what do I have here? I've got carrot of my
24 karat gold.
24 karat gold.
And then there's turmeric and ginger.
And I love the names. And apple of my chai.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And they're all so good. They make you feel good. And so, so if you've not tried it before, check it out. I get mine at Natural Grocers.
Mm-hmm.
Or from time to time, I will buy a case from Autumn. I just love having you on the show. I do. You're a brainiac. Total brainiac.
Thank you. Okay, probiotics help with stinky armpits.
And stinky armpits. They do. Okay. And so let me ask you. So, how do you switch? So I've got, so it's so funny. I was in Urban Outfitters the other day, and I got charcoal magnesium mineral enriched natural deodorant.
Yeah.
Did you look it over?
I did.
And it is?
Seems all right.
It's all right? Okay.
You know, I feel like largely all that stuff is unnecessary once you actually do the stuff I'm going to talk about today.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So obviously, I think most people know that like conventional deodorant is bad for you, right? Like, you know, the aluminum and stuff that's in there, it's really bad. It clogs your pores. You obviously, you know, since you have so many follicles, hair follicles under your armpits, since your lymph nodes are under your armpits, that's a really sensitive area. It absorbs a lot of stuff. So if you're putting something toxic under your arms, it's being absorbed really heavily into your body. So why put things that can cause cancer in a spot that your body is super absorbent in? And at the same time, they're blocking those follicles. They're blocking the sebum glands. They're blocking the sweat glands. It's blocking all kinds of stuff. So yes, it may be stopping the perspiration, stopping the sweat temporarily, but it's also doing damage to your physical body at the same time. So, and then triclosan is in a lot of deodorants. And what that does is it kills good bacteria. So you're offsetting your bacterial balance into your armpits also. So it's causing you to have more body odor. So now you're becoming more and more dependent on this deodorant.
Gosh, that makes so much sense.
So, you know, a lot of times, like when you start using deodorant, like you have to up the strength of it the longer you wear a conventional deodorant, because you're actually doing damage to your body and setting it out of balance.
Oh, my gosh.
So the trick that most people the problem is, a lot of people are like, oh, I tried a natural deodorant though and they don't work. And it's like, yeah, they don't work. What is this scam, you know? But the reason why they don't work is because you've got to undo that damage from the years of wearing the conventional deodorant. And that's by doing an armpit detox.
Yeah, there's how does that work?
Well, you know, I would tell people just Google it, but there's lots of different avenues, but it really involves the simplest ones without having to buy anything special, because a lot of things will have you buy like these clay masks and stuff like that. The simplest way for me is to get a pumice stone, you know, like a real lava rock or something, not the synthetic ones, but like ones actually from the earth, and just gently exfoliate under your armpits while not using anything. Like, don't put anything under your armpits, just leave them natural and clean, and, you know, in the shower, very gently exfoliate for a few weeks so that you're turning over the skin cells
and stimulating your armpit things that are in there,
like
whatever.
Yeah, it's like dry brushing. It's stimulating all your lymph glands. It's unplugging the sebaceous glands that hold the oil or the sweat and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And then you can rub something on there like an apple cider vinegar. Now, like apple cider vinegar and exfoliation equals burning. So it will warning, like, you know, it will sting for a brief minute afterwards. But what it's doing, what the apple cider vinegar is doing, is it's going into your follicles and into your pores, and it's working like an antiseptic, and it's kind of cleaning everything out.
You just put it on like a cotton ball?
Yeah, just like a cotton swab and just like, you know, rub it under there.
Well, and I would say an Epsom salt bath would help to detox your arm. And an infrared sauna.
Like a hot yoga. A hot yoga would help. You know, all these ways for you to just clean your body out. You're wanting to detox out all of these yuckies that you've been putting under there on purpose. And then once you've got the detox under control, the thing to do is then to switch over to something simple. Like I use
Can you use coconut oil? I've done that.
You can use coconut oil.
Of course, it'll
make
your, depending upon what you have on, it could, you know, ruin your dress.
And oil does feed bacteria, not just good bacteria. So you don't necessarily want to use a lot of oil. The thing I typically recommend is like a salt water spray. So a salt water or magnesium spray. You don't like to use the sticks because you're rubbing it on there. And so then you're
clogging the pores, just like the skin on your face.
You want a spray. So something liquid, like I have one, I'll make one there where I just like, I take Himalayan sea salt and I warm it up on the stovetop so that it, you know, kind of melts in with the water. And then I put it in a spray bottle and I just spray it under my armpits. Not tons, because you don't want, will leave a little white residue. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they also, then you see all those crazy rocks and stuff at the health food shop, and they actually do work.
Yeah, they
once do. You've got the detox underway.
Yeah.
Then it's just a mineral balance. You're putting different magnesium, and salts and stuff like that, trace minerals underneath your armpits and resetting
well,
the balance.
You know what? It makes perfect sense. Oh gosh, we're out of time. We're gonna have to talk more about it because yeah, we'll talk about it next time. We need more time, you girls. We need more time for Deborah and Autumn. So we're gonna bring this show back. I'm not sure which day. I'll let you know. But yeah, it was great. Thank you so much, both
thank
of
you.
You.
Thank you.
And everyone, thank you so much for listening. You know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas, the H Hemp Company, use the code OLR, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You know what, everyone? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and clean your armpits.